Before we get to that free stuff section.
Okay.
I always hear from a lot of people, and it affects how I think about it when I sit down to write, is that, boy, you have to write a certain way to be recognized by the search engines. You have to have a certain amount of copy per page. You keep hearing all these different things about optimizing the way, not just submission to search engines, but how you design your site makes a big difference. Do you do tables? Do you not do tables? How do we reconcile that when we sit down to write this copy?
Okay, let me talk about that briefly. These days, it's harder and harder to be found in the search engines. Do you want to be found in the search engines? Actually, it isn't search engines anymore, is it?
Right.
It's Google. You really want to be found in Google. And, you know, if you're a management consultant, if you're an executive coach, if you're a training consultant, whatever it is, unfortunately, it's harder and harder to get to the top of the listing. It's very, very hard, because even if you optimize your page for the best keywords, and essentially a keyword is a word or group of words in line that the search engines pick up, and then they look at the page automatically and see, is this page relevant to that search term? And the more relevant it is, the higher you go up on the list. The thing is there are, you know, 10, 20,000 management consultants and coaches out there with pages, so the chances of getting to number one with any kind of generic term is very, very hard. But if it's wood products manufacturers, you might do better, because that's not used a lot, but the person that's looking for it, well, what do they have for wood products manufacturers? Or wood products manufacturers marketing, or whatever the heck it is. That kind of thing will help you get higher, because the keyword is not so common. So trying to get on the very top with a very common keyword is extraordinarily hard. Now, and the thing is, there are also other issues that help you go high on search engines, and that is how many other sites are pointing to you. A very important thing these days, that means you have a better link popularity. So if you have other sites that are marketing-oriented, for me, that are pointing to my site, then I go up in the list. And, you know, I almost hate to say it on this, but if you go to Google and put in marketing plan, I'm anywhere from 1 to 3 on the list, and I've been there for 5 or 6 years. So, and guess what?
I'm knocking on wood for you, so that Google doesn't change their plan or something.
Well, you know, even if they change it, I keep being very relevant, because I have all these sites that have put my articles on their page. And so we'll talk about articles and free stuff later on and the value of that. But if they put an article on their page, it has to say, by Robert Middleton of Action Plan Marketing, link here to go to his site. So there's the Action Plan Marketing link out there 400 or 500 times on the web. That's nothing compared to some of these super-duper internet marketers that have literally thousands of links back to their site. So the chances of it coming up higher in Google is increased exponentially. So, you know, the chances of you competing with marketing plan or management consultant are very, very slim. Nevertheless, not a bad idea to do it. If you look at my page, you wouldn't even know that my page is optimized for the words marketing plan, but I think marketing plan is on the site about 5 times on the home page.
So you're not talking about keywords in the meta tags or that, well, other stuff that people don't know?
You put those in as well. The other place that's important is what's called the title tag. So if you look at the very top bar of any website, you'll see title, colon, and mine says marketing plan for independent professionals - marketing plans. So that's probably the most important place to put your keyword. So if you do have a keyword you want to try to get optimized, put it in your title tag. Putting it in your meta tags, which are your keyword and description meta tag, are also important. I'm not going to go into the technical things of that. Right now, there are so many other things on the web. You can buy some pretty decent ebooks and other things pretty inexpensively that will go into extraordinary detail about how to optimize your site.
You're saying that if I'm sitting down to write, I should concentrate on what I want to say and
more than
how
anything
I want to
else,
say it,
right?
And then do the optimization later. So if it turns out I need to have a marketing plan more times in my copy someplace, that I might go back and put that in or something.
Yeah.
If you put it
in 4 or 5 times, 3 to 5 times in your homepage, and your homepage isn't too long. I mean, I'm giving you a very broad brush, but that's all I did. I didn't follow any algorithms. I read several things about this and learned that I needed the title tag, et cetera. You know, it was 2 years before I even discovered the keyword marketing plan. I had marketing consulting services. And there's a little kind of a utility that's on a site, which I give you a link for in your resources section. It's called the Search Engine Search Term Suggestion Tool. And you go to that Search Term Suggestion Tool and you put in a keyword like marketing plan or whatever. It will tell you how many times in the past month that term was used in a whole network of websites for a search term. So if you go in, a marketing plan was looked for 20 times, that's not a very popular key term, right?
Right.
So I can get anybody to the top of a search engine almost immediately. You just pick a very strange keyword, optimize your site for that, and it will show up. The thing is, no one will ever look there, so what good does it do?
Right.
Get the idea?
Right.
So if I say Bill Metcalf is a nice guy, and that's my keyword, and I put that in, you'll turn up when I type in Bill Metcalf is a nice guy. Wouldn't it be great if people were just going around putting that in search engines all the time? So I discovered the marketing plan was a very good keyword. A lot of people were searching on it. So I said, I don't know if I can get to the top, but it's worth trying. So I did, and in a matter of about 2 months, I got really up there near the top. And you look on any search engine, and I'm usually on the first page. And it also makes clear in my meta tag and my description that this is for independent professionals, so I don't usually get a lot of inappropriate people clicking. So it really does work for me. But here's the thing I want to say. Not a lot of people are a little disheartened. They're going, well, gee, what's the use if I can't get my website in all the search engines? No one's going to find me. The truth is, the best people to visit your website are people that have heard of you through word of mouth. Your job as someone marketing your professional services is to increase that word of mouth by a number of means. And again, I can't go into this in tremendous detail, but you have a great website, you have a great email newsletter, you have great services, and you work at getting your name out there through other marketing activities, speaking engagements, networking, trade shows, etc., etc. Anything that you can do to collect cards from people and say, you know, would you like to be on our email newsletter list? Again, that's the big driver, which we'll just be talking about in a few minutes. The more people you get on your list, the more you send information to them, the more they come up back and visit the site and say what a great site it is, and then they tell their friend. A good example is every Tuesday I send my e-zine out. I get more new subscribers on Tuesday than any other day of the week. Why is that? Well, it's clear that people have passed their e-zine on to someone else, and they've gone to the site, and they've signed up. So passing along information, other people visiting the site, having the site be high quality, and putting out the word every way you possibly can, and in as inexpensively and as affordably as you can, ultimately will build your subscriber list and your visitors, and you'll get qualified people to your site. How important is that compared to just having strangers visit your site? It's not that strangers browsing the internet isn't good. I mean, it's great. I probably get tons of subscribers, but it's a bit like the 80-20 rule. Probably about, you know, 70-80% of the people that sign up, come to my site, get on the e-zine list, they're not all that qualified. They probably don't read every newsletter. But if I say to, or someone says to Bill, you got to go to Robert's site, it's great, it has all this stuff, take some time onto it, it's serious, get his manual, you're going to take it more seriously and you're going to be a better subscriber and visitor to the site than someone that just found you on the web. Does that make sense?
Right.
So quality is very important. So you want to work hard, and I did work hard in the early years of having my website, of doing lots of talks and adding as many people as I could, with their permission, of course, to my email list, until it started to take on a life of its own, and now I have thousands and thousands of subscribers. So, you know, I was in a workshop a year or so ago, and I asked people, how did you find out about this workshop I was leading? And 80% of the people there said they heard about me not by just finding on the web. Someone sent them to the site. They signed up. They got the newsletters. Then they found out about the workshop. Then they enrolled in the workshop. So sometimes it's a multi-step process before people know you, like you, trust you, respond to you, and do business with you. It's the this was always the same in the offline world. The thing is, the website facilitates that, and the e-zine facilitates that, so it happens faster. You know, in the real world, you know, one person calls you every couple weeks. In this, you can get 50, 100 new subscribers in a week or a month, and you really start to create some momentum. So put a lot of focus on creating a fabulous site and e-zine, and then networking the heck out of it to get more people to visit it. Now, you can also do things like, you know, joint ventures. I mean, you hook up with somebody that wants to do a program with you, and they send everybody to your site. I mean, you know, I send a lot of people, hundreds of people, to check you out, and 30 or 40 of them responded. I mean, so you, now, of course, I'm going to have everybody in the world saying, can we have a joint venture? Probably not. I can't accommodate everything. But they're finding people that can work in partnership to help promote each other's site by offering relevant services or introductory teleclasses or free reports. That kind of thing can help each other really well.